It's Friday, time now for StoryCorps. The project has been rolling out an education program in high-need schools across the country called StoryCorps U. Kids listen to StoryCorps interviews and then record their own stories, in part to help build stronger relationships with their teachers. Today we'll hear from a student who participated last school year from the south side of Chicago. At the request of his foster care agency, which wants to protect his privacy, we're only identifying him as Aaron. When he made this recording, he was homeless.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I am attending Corliss High School. I'm just going through a rough time, basically homeless for 5 months. I had to sleep outside, sometimes with nothing to eat. It's kind of a shame. I still am ashamed.
It was only after hearing this recording that Aaron's teacher, Celeste Davis Carr, learned that he was living on the streets. They recently sat down face-to-face to talk about Aaron's struggles.
When you shared your StoryCorps recording with everyone, how did you feel, Aaron?
I felt awkward, like a big load was let off. Because, I just said it. I don't know what made me say it, but I'm like, let me just be honest and just get it out.
I was scared because I felt helpless. I didn't know what to do. But at the same time, I felt I had an obligation to try my best to help you.
Yeah, I didn't even know you actually listened to that one.
I listened to all of them, Aaron.
Yeah, I didn't really think that I would ever tell a teacher, but it makes me know that you're special because you care. Like, you talk to me and you make sure that I'm cool. Because sometimes kids were bullying me, call me a freak of nature, throwing chairs, throwing glass and stuff at me.
I've had to deal with some bullying issues when I was in school, but not to the extent that you have. I was always picked on because I was a tomboy.
You seem pretty cool. I didn't think no one would mess with you.
So overall, how do you feel? You have more friends this year?
Yes, I have more friends this year.
So it's better than last year?
Yeah. I'm in a foster home now. Been since October.
Do you feel different living in a foster home?
It's good, actually. I feel comfortable where I am now. It kind of feels like home.
So can I tell you one thing that I really admire about you, Aaron? Because I've never told you. Do you know how strong you are?
No.
You never realized that.
No.
But you have a strength that no matter what anyone says about you or they do to you, you don't change who you are as a person. And a lot of people don't have that strength. So I admire that about you.
Thank you.
Don't make me cry again. I want to see you happy. Just your smile is the best moments of you.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
That's Aaron with his teacher, Celeste Davis Carr, in Chicago. They recorded this interview through StoryCorps' education program, StoryCorps U. It's now being taught in schools in 4 cities across the country. To learn more, go to StoryCorpsU.org.